Reboot.
So, Erin, you're getting married very soon.
Yes. How much can you say about the wedding?
Well, what do you want to know?
I was asked a few times to do it, and I was just like, don't have the confidence to put myself out there. And like,
they had me, like, they had the Reese's table and all ready for me.
Stop. Yeah, did they?
Yeah.
Welcome to On My Drink with Charlene and Ellie. Our podcast is a group gap between your best friends, the girls' bathroom, and a night out where you spill all the gossip and relationship dilemmas and life. We're coming to you live.
What?
No, we're not. We're coming to you not live, obviously.
Not live.
It's a fucking podcast.
Yeah.
But if you're a return listener, welcome back. And if you're new, welcome.
Hello.
Welcome to the chats to where we just spill everything basically.
Mm-hmm.
And talk chite.
It's like your weekly therapy. Your weekly hangout with the gal pals.
Yeah, I hope that our podcast is like, well, actually, I love Tana and Brooke podcast.
Love.
I hope that we can give that feeling when I listen to that.
Yeah.
Somewhere else.
Just listening. And even if you're not really like actually listening to the conversation, it's just nice to have some like if you're getting ready or like
sleep.
Yeah, driving. Like it's just something to make you not feel alone.
You just feel like a comfort. It's weird.
Yeah.
I feel like, remember Sean and Carly's podcast? I listened to every episode 3 times.
To fall asleep.
They used to sleep like so well.
It's like, yeah, maybe because it's a familiar.
Because I knew, yeah. Because I know them like as well.
Voice.
Love it. I'm like, I'm the top fan of their podcast.
Yeah.
I listen to it. You can also now watch the podcast too. We have a camera, lovely camera in front of us.
Hey, yeah.
They are live every Thursday
mm-hmm.
on YouTube. So you can watch us there as well and see us and watch us on the telly.
Woo!
I have watched it on the telly already.
Yeah, I put it on.
Me and Dan put it on.
Yes.
Of our episode. On this week's episode, we are joined by Erin and Taylor McGregor. We chatted about their mother-daughter relationship, going on the likes of brand trips together.
Yeah, how cool.
I can't imagine going with my mom.
I know, yeah.
But Erin is like the coolest.
Yeah, oh, ever, I love it.
Both their careers and how they manage hate on social media and so much more. So we hope you enjoy. So we challenge ourselves to do a solo date.
Yeah.
Do a little update.
Does a solo date count as just bringing yourself out for a drive-through? Can we... See, that's not really challenging myself.
No, because you... Yeah.
Well, that's what I did and I took it as...
That's your solo date.
That's my solo date.
Still, but it's something you wouldn't usually do. Or would you have?
Okay, no, you really... I think I failed this mission, lads. I'm not going to lie. I failed.
But you went to the gym the other week.
Went to the gym, I wasn't on my own, but...
Would you go on your own to the gym now?
Yeah, I'm actually going to join with PT.
Unreal.
Yeah, an online coach.
Online, and then you can go and
yeah,
you know what to do. You're own in.
Yeah.
Focused.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And I go up and do it by myself.
Yeah.
Need to get my head in the game.
Yeah. And then you're just not waiting on anyone else to just do your own
thing. Yeah, do my own thing. I'm starting to get up a bit earlier now as well.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
It's nice to have a routine. I feel like our job, it's really easy to get in a rut and like, not a rut of like, just... Your weeks are just all over the place.
Yeah,
you haven't got... We never have a set...
Time.
You can just... You can work at 10 o'clock at night if you want.
Yeah, you can do whenever.
So, like, it's nice to have one thing that's for you. It's not work that you can slot in whenever you want.
Yeah.
Because everything else kind of works around brands or, like, other people, the podcast. Like, that'd be your thing now that you just do when you want to do it.
So, yeah. I failed. What was yours?
I went for... A little breakfast date.
You're so cute, see?
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
It was in, actually, not his name, but it's in, besides Lee's Lettuce.
Oh. Like right next door?
Is it called Red Hen or something? I think I'm completely making that up. But yeah.
Cute.
Yeah, it was lovely.
Aw.
Got a little brown bread, salmon in it. It was lovely.
Yeah.
I'm starving now.
I went to cinnamon the other day.
Oh.
I brought Snickers to cinnamon. Oh.
Cinnamon.
Obsessed.
I forgot that these exist.
Oh my god, I think it's my favourite place for breakfast ever.
Did you get the brown bread?
I did.
I love brown bread.
I got eggs, got avocado, hash brown.
Oh my god.
I don't know what, we went through a phase of being there a lot.
Why were we there so much?
I don't know, were we always out over that way or something?
I think we went after a live show. Yeah, why were we always there?
I don't know, there was a phase in our life where we were just there quite a lot.
We were there with other people as well.
We'd bring people.
We'd keep bringing people and showing them it. Like, oh, it was so nice.
Cinnamon. If you haven't gone, you need to go. I went to the one actually with Quiva out in, there's one in Dún Laoghaire. Yeah, one in Dún Laoghaire as well. Went out there, very, very good.
Because I find there's not that many nice breakfast places in Ireland. So when there is one, it's like,
yeah,
unreal.
Cinnamon, you need to go.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I need the brown bread with a bit of butter on it. I love the little cubes of butter you get.
I just love
it. Have you seen that hack where you poke it with a...
Yeah, I did it before.
Did it work?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. It's another great breakfast place, actually, in Kilcock. Is it Rye on the River or something? Or somebody will know. Kilcock. You'll know where I'm on about. It's like out past me. Like,
oh.
Yeah. Past Leek Slip and all, I think. But it's in an old church.
Oh, wow.
Very nice.
Does it feel like any church?
No, not really. It's all like coffee tables and all everywhere, like you wouldn't.
Oh.
Yeah. But the building itself, absolutely none. The building itself is an old church. I can't remember the name. Something Rye on the River, I think. Might have made that up. But there's another great
breakfast. Sounds like a good name. Like.
Very good. But I did that trick with the butter. Poke a fork in it and you squeeze all out. It comes out like cheese or like
a little snake.
Yeah, like spaghetti. Like, yeah.
Okay. Very cool. Yeah, because I just find it hard to find a nice breakfast place. There is a few, but I feel like it's a few and that's it.
Yeah, that's
it. And then everyone's there and it's like, can't even get it.
No. There's two places for you now if anybody's on the hunt for some brekkie places.
Also, La Jolla Greens in Terenure Village.
Oh, very good. Really, you like went there before, didn't we?
Yeah.
Yeah, I like that place.
Really like that. What else?
Just love a good breakfast day.
Or an acai bowl, obviously. Though.
I think I'm making myself sick with them. Not sick, really? But like I'm eating so many of them.
I don't get them that often. And I'm not sick of them yet.
Started to eat chia seeds in them.
Oh, I saw a video on TikTok that if you drink chia seeds every day and like a thing of water, that's so good for you.
Yeah, I was doing it last week.
Did you do it?
Guys, went to the doctor. My diet needs more fiber.
Please tell the story.
I simply can't. Maybe a few months down the line, basically.
When it's not so raw.
Yeah, when it's not so raw, literally. Well, yeah, I had to drink. Yeah, you can get like milled chia seeds. Is it called milled?
Oh, they're grinded up.
Grinded up ones. I just put them all in a glass of water. And I was milling them back. They're meant to be very good for your fibre. They're
really good for you.
Mm.
I saw someone being like...
I think you just sprinkle them on anything. Like if you have Weetabix or something, put a bit of them on it.
Yeah, they're nice.
Grand, like.
Yeah.
Drinking
I love the texture
of them. I don't.
Really?
No, texture I don't really like.
Drinking or eating them?
Kind of both.
Oh, I think drinking would freak me out a little bit.
And I've seen...
tadpoles.
Yeah. I've seen... Yeah. No, see, have you seen people put them in like overnight oats and they like swell up? That makes me a bit sick. I don't that. No, that's giving like triphobia.
But that's what you're meant to do to drink them. You have to let them moisturise first because if you have them on an empty stomach, if you have them and don't let them hydrate, I think it's called, it can be, hang on, let me look it up.
Great, I'm just undoing everything I've been doing. Have I probably?
Really, well, how have you been eating them? Just eat.
Well, I get them in my, I get like chia seeds in my acai bowl, but then when I drink them, I just put them in a glass of water, mix all the blended ones, like,
oh.
So they're not the actual chia seeds just in water.
Okay.
It's like the milled ones, or is that the word I'm looking for?
Yeah, like, finely milled.
Finely like, milled,
I just think of like a makeup powder.
Yeah. It's like, yeah, drink them.
What happened?
Can it be bad for you?
They can expand in your digestive tract and can cause unpleasant gastrointestinal symptoms.
Oh, do you know what? You can't fucking win.
So you need to let them...
swell up.
It's only if you have large amounts, so they're good at absorbing liquids, so they expand. Yeah, so you're meant to swell them first, so then they don't swell in that.
I don't think I like that texture.
Yeah,
of me it, either. Like, literally tadpole.
It reminds me of a tadpole.
Yeah, I don't think I'd enjoy that.
Tadpole. So yeah, that's the cheese. What were you having at breakfast?
Breakfast.
Oh, we also want to say thanks. We get loads of little gorgeous gifts in the podcast.
Thank you so much. If you've ever sent anything into the podcast studios,
they're
very, very good to us. Thank you. Mm-hmm. We really appreciate
and
it.
And we got some gorgeous bath bombs from her Instagram is seafoam_andfizz. We got some bath bombs. We also got a necklace made for us by a girl that you know. Remember, she made them for us. Or was it a bracelet?
Misha?
Yeah.
Oh, Misha made us necklaces as well. I still need to wear mine. I was meant to bring mine to Ibiza and then I completely forgot it. And then I'm going away this week though, so I'll definitely wear it this week. But Misha, she makes like, where is she? I need to find her now because I can't find it now, but I'll put it up on put it up on the page. But I'm going to wear mine this week. So if you've ever sent anything into us, thank you guys.
Thank you. And even really little notes and letters that we add. So it's really
very cute.
Really lovely. But other than that, what's going on? Tomorrow I have my event for my cash.
Woohoo!
I can't stop wearing...
For the first time in our life, not an outfit to our name.
Not
I'm shook it.
At least there's no colour code this time, because last time there was, this one was a colour. You had to wear pink or black, and that would stress me out. But I actually have things in my wardrobe that I could wear.
Yeah.
If worse came to worse.
No, you'll have a ball.
I ordered a dress from Depop. And that she's from Belgium, so that I don't think that's coming.
Wow.
Then my sister sent me over the heels I ordered to her house.
Okay.
And then I got something off Revolve as well, but I don't think that's still in Indiana. Or
in America?
Indianapolis, or whatever it's called. Whatever.
Stop.
Yeah. So.
You'll be fine.
It said it's coming Wednesday. I don't know how it's getting from. Well, I suppose
it could come tomorrow.
You reckon?
Yeah.
So it's only like a 5-hour flight. I don't know where Indianapolis is. Is it Indianapolis?
Minneapolis.
Hello.
No, I don't think that's the place, is it?
Minneapolis.
I think we're making up states at this rate.
Let me see.
But you'll find.
There might be an update. Let me check.
You will find something. You always pull it out of the bag and you'll have a ball and we're going to have so much fun.
And also, my first ever comes, I can't wear it anyway because it needs to get altered. My mom was.
Your mom would be there.
My mom would. Something. Yeah, yeah.
Or a needle.
Oh, it was right. Indianapolis. Indianapolis.
I'm not too good at geography.
But that's where it currently is, and that was 4 a.m. this morning.
Come here, could still come.
It could still come. Well,
we have faith.
I feel like I never stress about things like that because I'm like, it's just like there's something.
Yeah.
Like
you will find something.
Yeah, there's much worse things that can happen.
Yeah, I feel like you never get to a point of being like, I'm not going.
No,
stuff like that never works out to be like ruining plans.
No.
You might be in the height of it a little bit, but.
Yeah, and I also was kind of late ordering stuff anyway, so I'm like, it's like I'm waiting months for this one dress.
Yeah.
It was so late, so.
You'll be fine.
It's fine. You're going on your Holly Bops.
I'm going on my Holly Bops,
On
my vacation. Can't bloody wait.
When do you leave Saturday?
I leave on Saturday, so by the time you listen to this, I'll be there.
Sunning yourself.
I'll be bronzed, I'll be full of cocktails.
How long is it, a week?
7 nights, 8 days, nice, yeah.
Love.
Can't wait. Oh. Two of us just keep it match. Just keep imagining like what it's going to be like, and it's very funny. Like, you just keep saying, he's like 8 weeks.
Like, what if weird things happen?
Like, no, like, oh. It's just like, he was like 8 weeks ago, like when we went on our first day, I never would have thought that. Like,
is it 8 weeks?
Yeah, well, by the time we go, yeah, it'll be 8 weeks. He was like, I never would have thought, like, oh. Eight weeks later,
we'll be
going on a flight. Like, he's like, I just can't imagine us in the airport and all. And
I know what you mean.
Yeah, he's so like, what are we like? It's just
even though it's just so comfortable, it's still
it's still just. I was like, what are we going to be doing on the flight and all? He was like, no, just staring at you. I was like, I'm so excited.
I wonder what type of holiday like person he's going to be.
Yeah, I say a holiday really shows a side of a person.
Oh like,
yeah. I know he'll be up to crack it on.
Okay.
Raring to go every day.
So he's not like a stay in bed.
As it is at home now, the man doesn't sleep.
Really?
Oh, no.
Oh, I love that.
Though. Love, yeah, early riser. Yeah. But no, I'm just so excited. I booked us the lounge in the airport and all.
Oh.
So, yeah.
Who are you flying with?
Erlingai. Oh, lovely. Our favourite.
Love
Erlingai. Love Erlingai so.
I love them.
I'm buzzing. I'm excited.
Oh, that's so.
I just can't wait to go for dinners and get dressed up and like sit by the pool. And
you know what? One thing I hate about when I went away with Dano, I feel like I like have to be much quicker getting ready.
Oh, yeah.
Because when you're with girls, they can just chill.
Yeah.
Like, I feel bad him sitting there for ages and I'm like still doing stuff. I'm like, oh, fuck, I won't. Do anything to myself.
Yeah, and then
my hair ends up like a bush.
And then you end up feeling bad in yourself. And then and then you're taking out on him because you were rushing getting ready.
Yeah, but he usually what I do now. So yeah, I don't have that.
Tell me what to do here.
Just tell him to like go down for a drink.
Okay.
Or watch the match or something. Or if there's a bar across the road.
Just
send him off.
Okay. Don't have him in the room.
No.
Right.
Not for too long. Because then I feel like Antano's so punctual for me. And I'm like,
is he?
Yeah, and like, it's fine to be punctual, but like he just be rushing me then.
Mm. Yeah, no, even I might have to send him off.
He'll rush me when he's not, like, the other day, I was going to the park or somewhere. He's like, when are you leaving? And I was like, this time. He's like, would you not want to start getting dressed? I'm like, I know when I'm leaving.
Yeah.
And I'll be fine. He's like my fucking dad.
Yeah, I'll have to send him off.
Yeah, send him off for a little drink. Mm. And then you can come down to the grand reveal.
The grand reveal?
It's nice to have a grand reveal too. If they see me getting ready, then there's not a grand reveal.
Oh, I like that.
You know what I mean? That's then he can be like, wow.
Yeah, it'll be his birthday when we're over there as well. So I have a few tricks up my sleeve.
Oh, yeah. Oh, true. You need to send him out for that anyway.
Yeah. So Yeah. Excited. Fill you in when I'm back anyway.
I know, you can tell.
Hopefully it'll be all good news. Oh, <okay. laughs> No, I haven't been on a holiday with a boy in years.
Oh my God, yeah.
No,
yeah.
Years.
Yeah, actually.
So.
Your last one.
Buzzing.
What, was it the same place though?
Kind of, I think. Alicante, wasn't it?
Was it Alicante?
Yeah.
Better time this time! Yay!
Today on the podcast, we are delighted to be joined by the beautiful Erin and Taylor McGregor.
Welcome,
guys. Welcome to my drink. We're so excited to have you here. Thank you so much for coming in. Oh, we've never had a mammy and a daughter duo.
No.
We've had your mom and you. Yeah.
But not interviewing them.
No, yeah.
Well,
this is fun. Was your mum on it?
She's
just giving me death the whole time.
Was she?
Yeah.
I love her.
Telling all the stories
about Ellie's childhood.
Yeah.
But you look like sisters, to be honest.
You really do.
You really do. Erin, you were quite young having Taylor, weren't you?
There's
like not much.
18, 19.
Yeah, I was 18 pregnant and 19. Just gone 19 having her. Oh. So pretty young, a baby.
Yeah, still grown.
What was that like
having still a baby?
A kid that young?
It was real like shell shock. I think like Taylor's what, 24 now this year?
24.
So I had a 5-year-old at Taylor's age. So it's
mad.
And I think of me at 18, I'm like, oh my God.
No. I was crazy. Like, she'd just be saying things and I'm like, I had a 5-year-old
at your age.
Like, yeah. I looked after
fault.
You.
That's not my fault.
Yeah, I was shell shocked. It's very difficult.
Like, how did you navigate life at that, like, like, you look at Taylor now, 24, and going out, and, like, do you... Like,
still was there, get my life together.
Was there stuff when you were Taylor's age that you obviously couldn't do because you had Taylor at that time?
I think when you're young, you're real naive. Like, you really don't think of these things. Like, you look at your ma, and you think, oh, she hasn't a clue, or what they say. You know, they'll try and give you advice, or you think you're going to stay with the same fella for the rest of your life. And you think that your parents haven't a clue, but they really do have a clue because they can see things. I'm not saying that's like that for everybody. Some people are lucky and they do get to stay together. But I think now, as an older parent looking back, I'm like, I guess their sadness for me having a baby so young was my life was stopping.
Okay.
Your whole life changes. Yeah. It's not about you. Like, I see Taylor going to our festivals or worrying about what she has to wear or like spending all our wages and having no money till next month and like wanting to lend money. Like, I didn't have those opportunities. I didn't have that freedom to like go away and not have to worry about who was going to look after Taylor. Mm. So I feel that, I suppose, that is the cons of having a baby so young.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Your whole life, your whole goal of being free is taken away from you.
Yeah.
But then I suppose the pro is
we grew up together.
Yeah, but I was very motivated. So I was very career driven even as a young girl. Like, I wasn't finished my hairdressing career. So when Taylor was 3 months old, I went back to work to finish that off.
Aww.
And it was very difficult. Like, I used to bring her with me, like, even doing, like, freelance hairdressing. Aww. She was always with me. Like, I forget that. Yeah. And I remember, like, one of my clients meeting me maybe, like, a few years ago and be like, I remember her being brought with you everywhere, like sitting there eating our cereal while you were walking. So I guess I knew I was responsible for her from a very young age. And as heavy as that was on my shoulders, that I suppose made me.
Yeah.
Because it was my job to look after Taylor. It was my job to get her school uniforms and her school books and get her to dancing. And she always came first. But I suppose there's moments even now as a parent where I'm like, oh my God, when is it about me?
Yeah.
Like, I remember someone saying, like, laughing and joking when I got pregnant on Harry, because obviously then I became a parent much later in life, like a huge gap.
Mm-hmm. I was like 16, 17.
Were you?
Like,
grand.
Yeah.
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 I was devastated.
Were you?
Were you?
Not an only child anymore.
I cried my eyes out.
Do you remember telling Taylor you were pregnant on Harry?
Oh, yeah, she was still sitting on the toilet.
Stop.
She was still sitting on the toilet.
A I kind of went a bit into shock.
I left the house and I was like, no, I was the only grandchild as well for 16 years. And wow. Then my whole life came crashing down. But I felt
dramatic moment. Like you're grown up, yeah.
But it's I nearly had
you at that age. Come on.
Yeah. It's when you tell a small kid though as well, they're getting a sibling. It's the same reaction. Yeah.
No, like I was 16 years of age and crying my eyes out. Like literally, I had to get off the Lewis. Though. Remember, I was getting on the Lewis. We were going to Vegas in a few weeks. We were all going in family day shopping and I was like, I'm not going with you. So I got on the Lewis, got like two stops down. I was hyperventilating on the Lewis and I had to get off. Jeez. Now I love him.
So
like,
there you go. Yeah.
I know at the time you're so used to just being you and everyone just for you.
Yeah, I was the main focus for 16 years and then boom, everything was changing.
Yeah, there you go. Now, both of my pregnancies, a fourth one was a teen pregnancy, unmarried mother that I hid and was going knew I was going to get into trouble. And the second one was my teenager storming out and not talking to me. So I'm like, congratulations.
I talked to her for about a week. I went into school and I was crying. Yeah, I would not speak to you. I think I actually stayed with my dad for a while because I just could not feed.
No.
Ruining my life.
That's not good for pregnancy hormones.
She's the worst pregnant person ever. I remember after Harry, she was talking about having another one and I was like, please God, I will literally move out if she got pregnant again.
Really?
Oh, yeah,
did you find not like being pregnant? Pregnancy's
very different.
Yeah.
No, I was violently ill on Taylor, but I think like I always remember getting the bus and I'd have to get off the bus stop and get sick and then get back on the bus because it was Cork Street at the time. It was really narrow, right? And you used to get the bus in to me job.
Yeah.
And the traffic would be that bad that by the time I'd got to the next bus stop, the bus would be back again and I'd have to get on.
Oh.
I think Harry was much more difficult. Like I had to be medicated on Harry. I think for me, having a boy, the sickness was way worse.
Really? Sometimes. They always say about boys.
Yeah.
Do they? Do they say they're different being a boy and a girl? Like
that? Yeah, the girl takes your beauty.
You're meant to be glowing more on a boy,
isn't it?
Yeah.
I don't think I glow on any of my
boys.
Not when you're feeling that sick. Were you just puking a lot?
I constantly felt nauseous.
She swelled. I remember there's a picture just after you had Harry and her face is like that size. And I was like, this is
I love when people get all puffy though. Did you ever see Kim Kardashian's face when she's I think it looks so nice. I think it looks
like, oh my God, Erin McGregor has filler. And I'm like, no, I'm just it's not filler. Everyone's obsessed with the fact that they think I have filler in my face.
Yeah, we just have real puffy cheeks. Like smile, my cheeks are so up.
Yeah.
No, I hate it.
Like, how do I used to hate that when I was younger as well because I was like, I thought they were cheeks.
I think they're not. Really cute.
Little button cheek.
Yeah.
So cute.
Wait, they start dropping, girls.
Oh no.
And the cheeks start going down like this.
No.
I'll be getting a facelift when I'm at a certain age. Honestly, see Kris Jenner's one that had me convinced.
Did she get a facelift?
She got one done. It was in one of the episodes, I think.
I think she's had two.
Has she?
I'd say so, yeah.
Like, they literally just take the skin off your face and just pull it
back.
Oh, yeah.
So one day you see me and look like I'm suctioned, that's why.
Love it.
That's the look that I literally want.
Love.
Erin, going back to your hairdressing career. So did you do that up until Harry or were you still going after that?
Up until Harry. So after Harry, I think it's so funny because my clients literally were like my second family. So they would have been with me through a lot.
Yeah.
They would have been with me through Taylor. Then I moved to a local salon in Crumlin and some of them then came with me when I freelanced. They would have like the breakups of the dramatic boyfriends that I had, the engagement that I had before Terry. Like they saw an awful lot. I grew up with an awful lot of my clients and they became very close to me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, some friends.
Yeah. Yeah. So when I had Harry, like, I remember, like, people nearly knocking on my door being like, are you coming back?
Yeah, are you doing my room?
Are you coming back? Yeah. And I'm like, no.
Yeah.
And I think I might have done a few hairs after Harry.
Yeah, I think you were in between. I think you had done, like, two or three. Maybe.
Yeah, but, like, probably me ma and me auntie's ones that, like, just could not let me go. Yeah. And I'm like, girl, just have to let me go. And then I just,
I just won't let anyone else cut my hair now, though.
Yeah, you were only saying that's
the only person that I can cut my hair properly. Yeah. I'll go get my colour done somewhere else, but I will not let anyone cut my hair.
Cut your hair.
No.
It's very hard to let go of your hairdresser.
Yeah. Do you feel like it's always in you? Like, would you be you could be anywhere, but would you like notice someone's hair, or like would there be little things that bring the hairdresser back out? And you,
oh yeah, yeah. First thing I see, is first thing really? My eye will be drawn to is your hair. Of course.
Don't look at me today, Erin. Okay?
No, we all got slick back.
God for that. Yeah, it's one thing I'll always notice is hair because I'm doing this.
It's your job, yeah.
Dean,
yeah.
It'd be like you with makeup though. Like you probably notice something straight away.
Yeah. So did you finish out school, or how was school for you?
No, I told my mom that I was going to leave. Yeah. I thought I'd never leave and grow up and be a hairdresser because I thought I'd never get into the big bad world. Yeah. Now, if I could like give anyone advice, I'd be like, stay in school.
Really? Yeah.
Stay in school. Listen to your parents. Yeah. I mean, it's not what you want to hear when you're 18 or 19. Even with Taylor, like I'm trying to give her advice and I'm like, oh, she's not listening to
it.
I'll be ready when I'm ready.
Yeah.
When do you think that will be? Just asking for
you're
a
only getting ready now.
Yeah, you do definitely change. You do. But where were we going there with the hairdressing thing? Oh, Harry.
Yeah.
After Harry, then Dancing with the Stars came up, you see.
Oh.
So that's how I transitioned from, I was actually opening my own salon.
Oh.
Stop it.
So when I was pregnant on Harry, this, they call it nesting, I suppose, right? But for me, it was about trying to set up this company. I suppose getting pregnant on Harry brought up a lot of fears of what it was like for me with Taylor.
Mm-hmm.
Because obviously I was a single parent. I was on my own. Financially, I was, you know, she was reliant on me. So when I got pregnant on Harry, I felt like I need to get all my eggs into a basket and we need to set up everything. And I was like...
Okay, kind of in preparation nearly. Like,
yeah.
Yeah.
Like, I look back now and I'm like, what were you thinking? But that's clearly what I was thinking. Let's open a salon. Into like a business and let's open a salon. And we end up leasing a like building for like 5 years that didn't become a hair salon. Wow. Yeah. But I was determined. I was like, no, we're going to do that. And then when I had Harry, I literally was so in love with him. And it was so, you know, it was like this full circle moment of like, I had Taylor, I had the boyfriend, everything, the puzzle.
Calmness.
Yeah, the puzzle just fitted all together.
Yeah.
Do you know?
Yeah, it was just perfect. Like,
it was just perfect. Yeah. Everything had settled down. Everything was where it was supposed to be. And I was like, okay, I'm just going to stay here with him now. I literally, now he was colic and reflux like Taylor.
Mm-hmm.
She's crying babies. And I'm like, I'm not going to get a colic baby again. But I did. Oh. So I literally lay with him on my chest for like about a good 6 to 8 months. Just at home. And then the call came. I think it was over a year old for Dancing with the Stars. And that's... Sure. How I transitioned. Well, obviously, my brother being a superstar in the middle of all that kind of changed the course for everything and everybody.
Yeah.
And that's just how things unfolded.
Wow. How did you find Dancing with the Stars? It's meant to be intense.
Oh, I was thinking.
Why are you on it this year? Have you been asked?
No, I can't. I have two left feet. I wouldn't do it.
I'd love to do it. I feel like it'd be a real challenge.
I'd be booted.
I feel like I know majority on the thing.
Not anymore. It's all new. They're all new people. It? Yeah, there's not even one person I know anymore on it.
Is there not?
Yeah.
Has it changed a lot since you were on it?
Well, as in the dancers. Yeah. The format hasn't changed. It's an amazing experience.
Is it?
But it was difficult because it was...
tough.
No, it wasn't the dancing part. I always wanted to be a dancer.
Yeah, because you do panto and all, so you're well able. Yeah.
So like if I could go back
as
a young child, I probably would have done...
Oh, it made me want to do ballroom.
Yeah.
Just watching.
Really?
Even though I was like, my dancer like life was polar opposite to ballroom. Like I was a freestyle dancer, so it was... crazy high.
Oh, my God. Oh yeah, we were freestyle dancing in the halls in Ibiza, weren't we?
Oh yeah, doing tumbles and kicks and the split.
Black and blue.
I came home and I had just bruises all up my legs and I was
the two of us setting up the phone doing tumbles down the hall. Oh, what are we doing? I was like, look at me, Taylor, are you proud of me?
There was
like,
all my thousands of euro freestyle dancing. Yeah. Wasted my money.
We were in the middle of a nightclub and Ellie was like, dude, it's splitting. I was like,
oh yeah, I was there. Yeah.
And I was like, literally, I went down and went straight back up because I was like, if I go down, I'm not coming back up.
I always want to do freestyle when I was younger.
I know.
I'm like, I can't even touch my toes.
I kind of don't understand it as dancing though. Explain it to me.
I actually don't know, the run and all around the
yeah,
room.
Yeah, and the dragging of the feet. Is that a jog run?
Yeah. I mean, like, my toes were quite flexible. Probably the only thing that was flexible in my body, because I wasn't that. I was more of a dancer than flexibility, though. Like, I wasn't.
Okay.
I had rhythm. I don't anymore. Don't know where it's from. No,
you
God, no. Over. I'm always getting slagged for dancing on a night.
No.
Oh, my God, no.
And, yeah, I seen a program or something. And
you wanted to join for a long time. And I was like, no, because I'm like a dance mom. And yeah, I knew I'd be a dance mom. And then
like, we won't be doing every competition. Like, no.
Because it's really expensive.
Yeah.
The costumes.
It really is expensive.
And she couldn't stone for the life of her. Like, stone a
costume. So stone is...
You have to stone yourself?
Well,
You can pay someone to get it done. You get a costume plain and then someone else will stone it.
Oh.
Or else, if most mas did stone themselves, stone all fairness.
I have this page on Instagram and it's... somebody who makes the outfits for freestyle dancing, and I already have a dress picked for my 30th birthday that I'm wearing from. Would it be like me covered in Swarovski's feathers, the whole lot?
Yeah.
That's a bit me now. See, the outfit's not. I'd love to do it just to wear the outfits.
Yeah.
Yeah. And the ponies and all.
Oh, the hair.
I'd like to buy an inspo from like Beyonce or something for one of my dance competitions.
Yeah, it was like latex or something.
Yeah. This sweat was.
But was it tough, like physically, like?
Oh,
it looked so hard, flinging it. You're literally like my last
man. You've seen me after Ibiza, the bruises that I had. Like, I broke my toe 2 weeks before a big dance competition. Remember, DK?
Did you not, like, do something to your elbow?
Yeah, no, that was a different one. But I broke my toe, and I'm not messing. Like, my toe probably never went back to normal.
Oh.
And I danced on it 2 weeks later, and I was like, man, fine.
We'll just have to power through.
Any athlete.
It's very social for the kids, though.
Yeah.
It's more of a social thing, really. But like even the competitions
then,
and all.
Yeah.
I wasn't like, people would like, you know, get in with other dance groups and all to like, it's very, political.
Is it?
Yeah, it's very political. Right. Like, you have to know the judges. And I was just, I'm doing it because I like it, not because I want to make friends. That's terrible. But like, I wasn't doing it to just get out there.
Yeah.
So I felt like, when I got older, I was never winning because I wasn't that person to go over and be friends with everyone or like make friends with the judges, even when I knew I should be winning and other people knew. But
that's
everyone.
Just you being real, because you're not going to start licking the judges.
Yeah,
dress.
Like I don't know.
For the love
of if they're from England, I'm never going to see you.
Yeah,
I loved what I was doing. And when I got older, I was like, this is just knocking me down, my confidence down. When I'm just trying to do something that I love, so I'm not doing this anymore. I had to take a step back.
How old were you when you stopped?
18.
Were you?
Were you 18? Yeah, I was 18. Yeah.
So you started to put your worth in like where you're ranking in a
And it's like, it's just my confidence was literally on the floor. I think I was going through like a bad breakup as well, and I was like, I can't. I need to step away from this, or else I'm literally gonna be the lowest I've ever been. Like,
yeah.
It was actually really bad when I kind of decided to leave. I didn't even tell anyone. I just stopped showing up to dancing.
Has anyone watched the Dallas character?
Yes.
Sorry, if they had took one look at me, they would like, get out the door. Like,
I don't even meet the height requirements.
But what is the height? That, like,
I think it's like five.
I'm 5'4". So
4 or 5, I think.
Well, it's the confidence thing. I think that's what people, it can either make you or break you. So
100%.
Taylor would actually work better with some criticism. So she kind of proves, if I would give out to her and say she didn't do amazing on the dance floor, and I'd be...
I remember specifically one competition, I came off the dance floor and she was like, that was shit. And I was like, okay. Went off, cried, and then I went, I think I danced my final, got into the final, and I won, and I literally threw the trophy at and was like,
that's what you needed though, probably at the time to
that probably
to get
gave you the
face, and then she just walked off.
So Taylor and I remember then trying to change my approach one time, going, okay, let's try and like be motivational and like tell her she's amazing, and then she didn't get placed, and I'm like,
it's not working.
Some people walk
better
with like constructive criticism or a bit harder. I don't walk under that. I walk with motivation.
I think it depends though, like, because like For so long can you be told this needs to change and this needs to change, until you're like, leave me alone.
Like,
I feel like at the start, maybe, that's okay. But then when you get to a certain point, you're like, all right, now you're just being mean.
I think I find it very hard to take constructive criticism as
I think I take the worst now as I'm older. Yeah, I take the worst now that I'm older than I did when I was a kid.
I think it's when your frontal lobe forms and all that. Like things just are just different. I feel like the second I turned 25, I was like, wait, what's going on?
It all makes sense.
Yeah.
Like, when you turn 35 and 40 and it's like all the things that you think right now
are the big
is
thing.
Completely different when you get older. Mm-hmm. It just changes everything and you're like, oh,
yeah.
Things that I thought of are like, I remember being out with my friends and my newer friend, say of 10 years, was in the company of a childhood friend and she was telling stories the childhood friend was. And I was like, I don't even remember that. And me newer friend of 10 years was like, sounds like a completely different Erin.
Oh,
I was like, it does, doesn't it?
Yeah.
So it just
changes.
Yeah. I think a lot of things change, like all your morals, values, like everything.
I feel like though I've learned that a lot younger than you did. Like my family is me friends, and I feel like you didn't learn that for a long time.
Yeah, probably friends were
your priority, whereas my family is my priority now. And like my friends who I'm friends with, probably like less than a handful I'm friends with since I've been in primary school, like literally since junior infants, and they've been there my whole life. So
I think, but strong. Yeah, I think that does come with age though as well. Like I've definitely over the, and I've said it on the podcast before, how much like family is like number one for me. For like, and that's never to say, we've talked about it before, it's never to say that like your friends aren't a priority to you.
Yeah.
But like if I'd have the choice of like hanging around with my little cute mommy and daddy, like over doing something that I can do any other time. Like I'm really starting to value the age of my parents now, and that's how I know I'm getting older.
Because I'd be you're very of, old, so like what?
I think it's the country in me. Like,
yeah, how old are you?
28.
Like you are very old, so what I would consider as an old soul.
Yeah, yeah.
Like 28 is still pretty young for you to even think like that.
Yeah, I know.
You think like that, Charlene? Not as much.
I would value my family and friends the same, I feel like. But I wouldn't, if I had two offers there, I don't know, I wouldn't think of like maybe what you think of.
Yeah, I'm thinking like, oh God, my mom and dad, like, and like, or like little things that my dad would say to me to play on my mind for ages, like little small. He asked me to do something for him last night and like it's playing on my mind all day. Like,
yeah, I'd be a bit more like that than I was.
Yeah, would you?
I used to, now that I moved out like a year ago, but like, I actually want to spend time with them more. Yeah. Whereas when I lived there, I was like,
cook on my own.
And
that's normal. Like, and whereas now I go because I want to see.
Yeah. Like I remember
hanging out with them.
I remember hating my mom.
Did you?
Oh my,
And she tell you that.
Yeah.
Hate.
When? Because I don't remember this stage.
Everyone's like, great. You remember that? I don't.
Vaguely remember.
Wow.
Yeah. I think every daughter goes through it.
Did you?
A year, and then
being told what to do,
and then I came home and. We've actually haven't fought really since. I don't think
I hated my mom for telling me to come home. Like, do you know what I mean? Like, stupid shit. I vividly remember, like, out drinking in a park or something, and I'd see the phone lighting up, ringing, and she'd text me, why aren't you answering? I'd look at the phone ringing and just put it down.
Now, see, I was just never that tall, though, because I was a dancer. Probably, like, once or twice, like, in my teenage years, but
I was a torment.
She thinks I was bad, but I actually wasn't, because I just danced the whole week and the whole weekend. Like, if I wasn't dance and I had a competition.
But that was probably good for you.
So you weren't out.
I was the most troublesome kid. Yeah.
Me ma thinks I was strict, but I don't.
You were strict.
I don't think I was that strict.
I didn't have my first like proper drink until I was 18. Like she would not let me have one drink, not one single drink.
Not a sip.
Nope.
Yeah.
You kept your pledge.
And I was 15.
Oh no, I didn't keep it.
Oh. Skull and naggins.
Just not
in the
park. I didn't have.
I thought you literally didn't.
No. But like, I would never go out and get drunk or like
drink in the park.
I never drank in a park probably one or two drinks.
It
wouldn't have been like I was getting blackout drunk. I think I probably got blackout drunk once, and I was nearly 18. So like,
you were like
still grounded me, and I still got into shit. But yeah, I never.
I think when you're rearing a child on your own, you can overcompensate. So there's probably certain things where I felt that she maybe was missing out on, and I overcompensated, or maybe I feel that I didn't instill certain things into her. Like even now, I'd probably have maybe regrets of things that I didn't do, or I could have done better, or I say, you know, I didn't do a great job there. I was still very young. Like,
she calls me spoiled, and I'm like, that's your fault.
Yeah, I was very good.
I was still learning.
Yeah.
Like, I remember, like, I used to sit on the sofa and I'd be like, it'd be the weekend. So her dad would take her on a weekend,
every second weekend.
And then I would have her on the second weekend and I'd be like sitting there waiting to go out. So we used to go to the Plaza. Plaza was a big thing.
Yeah.
And it was $2.50 a drink on a Sunday night?
Stuff.
You was too young to remember that.
Is that open in Talent?
Talent.
Yeah. My sister used to go there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I'd be sitting there with my housecoat on. I'd be like, oh, I have no babysitter. And my mum say, go on out then for a few hours.
Probably had her clothes on.
Yeah, ready to go.
I'd be ready to go. Because I still wanted to...
live your life.
Yeah,
you need that though.
Yeah.
That's allowed.
And there's nothing wrong with that either. Like you.
So I was still learning. I was still growing. And I suppose you might see my older friends now with their children and they, again, have different mindsets.
Yeah.
So it's very hard to navigate
motherhood
as a young as a young parent when you're still
growing,
trying to live your own life.
You ever see them TikTok and it's like, it's videos of people's parents and it's like, it's their
first time living life. Yeah. Oh my God, that makes sense.
I think when I had that realization, I was like, oh my God.
It's like an epiphany, yeah.
Because to them, your mom and dad are like these like not super heirs, but like, they're just your mom and dad.
They know it all.
But then like, they're actually just like a little,
like when you lose something and you go to your man, if she can't find it,
then
it's gone.
Yeah. See that hot press, couldn't find one thing in it. My mom walked to it. She'll find it.
Yep.
She can put her finger on anything in that house.
And then it's so funny because we lose our car keys and our, you know, the things that you put in the car park, the tickets.
Oh, yeah.
Constantly. Where's it? Because we're thinking of absolutely everything else for everyone else.
And not yourself.
There's so many things going on in your mind that it's like, where's my keys? It's like, but if Terry asked me where something was or Taylor, I'd know where
it was.
And by the time you then had Harry, had you kind of forgotten what it was like? Because obviously it was a good few years afterwards. To like have a newborn again and all these like new stages.
I changed just for snapping. I'm really good with kids, surprisingly.
I didn't forget childbirth, Charlie.
I thought your brain makes you forget.
No,
really.
I remember being in the doctor's and she's like, "I think you have like PTSD."
Oh, really?
After Taylor, it was quite traumatic.
I have PTSD after you having Harry though.
Were you there?
No, but like I got a phone call. She was rushed to theater and like.
Oh God!
It was bad.
Yeah, they had me
like they had the resus table and all ready for me.
Stop! Did they?
Yeah, yeah. And I was like, "Am I dying?" Because she was like, "You're really, really sick, Erin." And she was like,
"Did they tell you that when you're like?"
So what happened?
You went natural on Harry, like
So
you would have been fully aware, like
of what was going on. Like
so they rushed me. They rushed me up to theatre after I had them.
Oh, after
they gave. So I had the baby, and I was like really. Proud of myself. I was like, oh my God, I was after having this baby, gas and air, and Cherry.
Fourth child, and he's just handed the baby, and my mom was rushed away.
And I was rushed to theatre. And like, he said he didn't even know what was happening. And I was crying, and they were like, what are you crying for? Because I was afraid of needles, even though I get Botox and a bit of filler.
You know, literally me. I'm exhausted.
I'm terrified of needles, but I don't mind my Botox. They're a bit of filler.
I don't mind them in my face.
The nurse is looking at my lips, being like, what?
Just tattoos. Not my arms, only my face.
Yeah.
Oh no, tattoos are so sore. I think it's tattoos a different type of pain.
Yeah. They knew that I was at risk of losing blood because I lost like a lot of blood on Taylor and I had to have blood transfusions on Taylor.
Jeez.
Wow.
So they knew that that was a risk for me, so they were prepared for that, but there was a knot in the cord and they couldn't get the placenta out, which is really, really dangerous.
Oh,
and I don't know whether I was overbleeding or they couldn't get it out. And anyway, I remember being up in the theatre and be like, I'm afraid of the needle because they were going to have to give me like a spinal block.
Yeah.
So they were up there for ages. And I remember her saying to the girls, like, we need to get the resus table. And I was like, by this stage, the drugs had kind of kicked in because they had to. Give me something.
Yeah,
because it was like I was in the operating theatre and then we came back down and at this stage like nobody, you didn't even know this, did you?
No.
Because I had rang, like shown them a new baby and they're like, okay, Erin, it's time to push the placenta out then. Now. And that's when the complications happened. So then I was brought back down to like a high intensity, it's called like high intensity. So it was a room like this with glass doors and the nurses stationed. So they had to watch me the whole night. And they had to like plaster my arm to the bed.
To keep it there?
No, because they were doing stuff with blood. I think they have to do your blood count to make sure that like I didn't lose that much blood that like I was going to die.
Yeah,
I think that's why. And I was roasting in the room. I was like, oh my God, it's so warm. And Terry was freezing. He was like, that's free. Obviously, I had like an infection or whatever was happening to me.
Yeah.
And the next day, the girl came in and she was like, you were really, really sick. Do you know that? And I was like, not really. And the consultant came in and I said to her, did you know I was that sick? And he was like, you were grey. But he said, I'm used to seeing you grey for the whole 9 months of your pregnancy because I was so sick.
Yeah.
So then Taylor came straight in then the next day and she washed him and dressed him or like cleaned the baby up because I was obviously too sick.
Yeah, your eyes were all bloodshot from pushing as well. It's swollen.
So yeah.
And was that to do with your nausea while being pregnant or no? That was exactly
that's just a complication. Complication. And then their bloodshot eyes was obviously from pushing so hard. But like I was only a baby
I'm tiny.
I've only like size 2 in a shoe.
Yeah, I still can't believe that when
you're
there
is
three.
Children
have the smallest feet.
So I am like even my fingers are like quite small. Like
this is getting smaller.
Yeah,
let me try.
I could see it sparkling.
Oh my God.
No. This is a rock for anyone listening and not watching.
No. It's quite small. My hand.
I think if it's me
a little bit bigger on
I'm smaller.
Let me try.
Wow. Stunning.
It literally just catches the light. Do you have to clean it all the time?
It's tiny. I kind of do. I'm a bit obsessed with it, to be honest.
Did you just get that? Nope. It doesn't even go down.
Down your pinky?
No.
Try your pinky.
My pinky, my face. It's perfect on my pinky.
It's beautiful.
So wow. I'm tiny.
Oh my God. Wow. Tiny little girl.
My God.
So I like to think I have a small womb.
Oh, is that what it is?
Yeah, everything's teeny.
Well, I mean, I would presume if I have small hands,
everything is small.
Feet.
Yeah, it's really petite.
I'm quite petite. Yeah, yeah. So Taylor was literally like dragged down me.
That's only small too, though. It's only what, 7?
What, 7'12". Like Harry was 7'11" and Taylor was 7'12". 7'9" was Harry? 7'9". What was that in the snapper?
I think it is.
You were 7'12".
Yeah.
Anyway,
chunky.
They were for somebody so small like me
to be carrying
babies like nearly 8 pounds was quite.
But
like Taylor was nearly a section.
That big though.
Oh, stop! I did.
Taylor. No, not you. Him. You did.
I was out. Jesus. Oh, I remember seeing someone out, and I was like, "Hey, yeah," and he was like,
"Who are you?"
I was like, "It's Aaron," and he's like.
Oh my God, no, stop.
Yeah, didn't recognise me.
You looked that unrecognizable.
Oh, looking back, it's so funny.
Yeah. How old is Harry now?
Harry will be 8
on Saturday.
Oh. Yeah. He's having a big B-day bash.
No, he wouldn't be able.
Yeah.
He wouldn't be able for
Are you just going to do just something yourselves? Or?
Yeah, we're just going to probably, we go with the flow of him. So he doesn't really like crowds. He doesn't like.
They go to McDonald's.
Probably McDonald's. So he likes the idea. He's really social. Mm-hmm. So we were to go to a birthday party on Saturday and he was really excited. So how would I know? Because obviously anyone who's listening, Harry is nonverbal and has autism. So how would I know he's excited? You tell him he's fully aware of what's going on. He's going to a birthday party and he's laughing and he's joking and he'll get into the bath for me. And he's ready. He'll get ready. Yeah,
yeah. Oh, is that him telling you I'm getting ready, mom?
Like, yeah. If he doesn't want to go somewhere, you'll know he doesn't want to go.
He refuses to get into the bath. He'll be like, ugh. You know. Yeah. So like his behaviour, just because you can't talk, you watch his actions.
Yeah.
So I knew he really wanted to go and we had been to this farm loads of times before where the birthday party was. He couldn't see any of the kids or anything. He could just see the car park. Pint blank went into like a meltdown. Couldn't handle it. So he loves the idea of people. He loves the idea of going somewhere.
In his own home, if people come in, he loves it.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
He has a girlfriend, doesn't he?
Oh, yeah. She calls him her husband. My husband.
Oh, my God.
They're getting married and they're going to New York and Tenerife and Disneyland.
And they're
home. Oh, my God. Yeah.
So she's his friend. She has autism, but it's actually, the story is so cute. Terry's a real hands-on dad. He's an amazing dad and an amazing stepdad, I have to say. And he does lots of courses for autism. Yeah. So he was on a course and he met this guy and the two of them became really good friends. So his daughter has autism, verbal, and Terry obviously has Harry and both singers. They gig together.
His wife's
a hairdresser.
Oh my God.
Yeah, he's going to be groomsman at the wedding.
Oh.
It's like this little, like, it's a real lovely story. Like, two dads,
so
walk in to try and better their children's lives.
They're a little couple now.
And they made like friends and they're like besties. They go to the gym together. They were in Switzerland gigging together. Anyway, we had a play date with the little girl a few weeks ago and she was like, yeah, when we're adults, I'm going to marry Prince Harry and we're going to get married.
My quiet little boy.
Oh, that's is that what she called him?
And Harry, when she comes in, he's like,
is Harry besotted with her?
Yeah, like, he's a charmer.
He is a charmer. God. He knows like how to get you to do what he wants. Like, if he wants something from me, he'll come over and like give me a kiss. And I'm like, one more.
Oh my God.
He's a flirt.
Oh, yeah. God. That must be so nice for Terry, like to have that to relate to as well. Yeah. The other dads.
Yeah,
that's because why they're like best friends now. Like,
because it's difficult for whatever, however difficult it is as a woman, we have each other. We can like, you're going through my trouble. We talk about it. Any type of trouble, girls talk about it.
Yeah.
Where men don't really do it like that. They shut down. They don't talk about it.
Harry's kind of very open book now though.
Yeah, but he definitely dealt with things completely different than I did. Like I would have cried. So for instance, when we left the party on Saturday or Sunday, whenever it was, he was very angry.
Was he?
And he was like, you need to get this into your head now that he's not going to go to this wedding. You need to make peace with that. And I'm like, I think he needs to make peace with it. And I'm like, okay. That was obviously his way of dealing with it. So he deals with things. So for me, in the moment, I'm like, we got to get through this. We got to get him home. We got to get him out of this meltdown. And we got to make everything real calm again.
Yeah. Okay.
And then I get really sad and down.
After the fact.
Do you?
About a day or two less. Mm-hmm. After. Mm-hmm. A day or two after the fact that it's after happening, things start like creeping in. And I might like kind of take to the bed, or I just get like this awful pain in my stomach, where Terry deals with it completely different. So it's good, I suppose, that he has that outlet of someone who understands it. Even though your family is around you, you feel so alone in it. Like you really feel like nobody gets it. Like you feel like nobody gets it. Even with Terry, like Terry just have to say to me like, I get it, Erin, I'm in this with you.
But you still sometimes, I'd say, feel.
Yeah, you really.
Especially when men deal with things differently as well.
Yeah.
Then it is different. But I love watching your stories and how much you spread awareness about it. And like, it makes such a difference.
Like, definitely just, does.
Like, even educating people on like the ear defenders.
Little
things like that. Like, it's so important to talk about.
I feel like even though we didn't really know what autism was before Harry, like, we learned with him.
Oh yeah, like I had no idea. He's obsessed with you, isn't he? Oh yeah, obsessed. He'll like come in and like cuddle me and like she's like why does he cuddle you, he doesn't cuddle me, he pushes me out of bed, like he'll wrap his legs around me and sit and watch the film with me, but like she can't even give him a hug. He loves sitting with the girls. But I do think as well, like, I suppose looking at Taylor live her life now, I would try and like and let her live her life and encourage her to live her life, because I know, and I suppose this is a huge, not guilt, but I know that'll come the day where she's going to have to take the reins on that. And I'm very aware of that. You know, I'm very aware that like, that's a heavy burden to carry. And that when me and Terry aren't around anymore, that she is going to have to do that. And whoever she decides to spend her life with, that is the card that we've been dealt with. So I guess for me, I was lucky that Taylor was 16 when I had him. Because she had me for all those years. You know, we can leave a party, me, Terry and Harry, where there's some people that have children that are young and their whole family is separated. One child will stay at the party because they're normal, hate the word normal. Neurotypical, that's the actual correct word. A neurotypical child will stay at the party and one parent will have to leave. So we are blessed that we have Taylor. But I'm also very aware that like she's going to have to do that. And there was kind of a moment in time where I thought, I don't know whether she is ever going to do this or she's going to be capable of doing it. But I suppose in the last maybe two or three years, she's kind of shown me that I can do it and I will step up.
She sees the part that I'm living my life and is like, oh, she can't do that, but I'm living my life while I can.
Yeah,
you get
yeah,
me?
Yeah.
Like, God forbid exactly. it happened tomorrow, like, at least yeah. I'm at it getting, like, the festivals and the holidays yeah. out of my system. Yeah. Do you get me? So, I feel like that's the part that you're seeing, oh, she's not capable of doing it, whereas mm-hmm. I'm just trying to
You're just live. Doing it now. Yeah. yeah, you're aware of...
Yeah, what's to come, and yeah. when it comes, it will come.
Yeah.
You get me? But for now, I'm living my life, I'm childless.
But I'm trying to, I suppose... get her to watch what I do or how we do things
yeah.
because how I would behave with
I'd
Harry
I'd be a
or
lot stricter on Harry than she would though she let him away really? With more hours I'm like no come on like you're
yeah.
going to do it like
yeah, yeah.
so I'd be like no you have to do it this way Taylor
and I'm
leave
like
him
no because he does it for me quicker yeah. than he does it for her yeah, so yeah. watch me
you know, he's dead wild like yeah, yeah dead
he knows
wild.
He can get away with stuff with her whereas with me I'm like no come on.
I sometimes...
I think he actually, like when we were training him to go to the toilet, he actually went for me first.
Did he?
Yes.
Aww. Yeah, he actually did.
He did go for me first because I'm stricter.
How was that for you around the time of his diagnosis, like hearing that he had autism and like just the feelings of the whole family as well?
I don't really
like, think. What is that?
I think I was like? More dealing with her than dealing with yeah. him. Like hate to me, he was still Harry. Like so, I yeah, still loved him the exact same. It didn't really affect me the way it affected her. So I was actually mm-hmm. just listening to her rather than him.
Yeah.
Dealing with you was worse.
Just changes a lot of the impact.
Yeah.
You know, you're dealing with your own emotions, you're dealing with the life, how things are going to impact everything. So, yeah, I think it's probably only in the last 2 years, like, I was brave enough to have that conversation with Taylor to be like, you need to do this.
Yeah.
Mm. Like,
yeah,
you know, you're going to have to do this one
day. I'm like, relax. Like,
and that brings
you're still here, you're well, fine. No like, you're not yeah. going yeah. anywhere anytime soon. Like.
Yeah.
But then I'm like, she doesn't realise the urgency of this. Yeah. So I think as age,
mm-hmm.
when you're young, you think you're invincible.
Yeah.
You don't worry about things. You think like for instance, I'm like,
do you Taylor, know me?
Taylor, can we not like, what about we start like saving and like looking to get a house and get a mortgage? Like, I'm like,
nah.
Yeah,
and I'm
yeah.
like,
well,
if you do this now, by the time you're 40,
you're still be living at home at that rate.
Where she's quite happy just to live. And I'm like, no. So
live for the now.
Not plan. Not plan ahead. Yeah. So, yeah.
Mm. And I wish.
Whereas I'm actually like, I'm a planner person, but I'm not like that
the
far
future
ahead.
Plan.
Yeah. I'm like, yeah. if I'm going to Ibiza, like I'll yeah. have like, they like done, I'll have an itinerary done, or if I'm doing something, like say if someone tells me like half 12,
I yeah, will yeah. tell them why you're like that.
That's her, yeah. She yeah, has me late for everything. Like when I was a kid, I was literally late to everything, so I can't be late now.
Yeah.
And when I start being late for something, I panic.
It gives you anxiety.
Yeah, yeah. yeah. I'm like, oh, I need to get there now. Like, see, hurry up.
It was a great thing
see,
for her.
It all worked out.
And then I have days that I'm like, oh, I'm late. Like, I don't yeah. care. It depends on what it is. Like,
I'm late yeah, for life. Or, I'd be late for my own funeral.
Yeah, like even today, like she was like, right, come on, like we should be leaving. And I'm like, they're not even going to be there yeah, when we get there. Like,
yeah, you just knew what you were coming to. But you know what? It's fine.
Yeah, girls, you know.
Be late.
Like, chill.
Definitely.
So, Erin, you're getting married very soon.
Yes. Good. How much how can you feeling? Say about the wedding?
Well, what do you want to know?
The wedding is very soon.
Very, very soon.
Yeah.
Like we're weeks away.
Wow.
And it's fine. Coming in on top of me.
Is it?
Yeah, I'm kind of at the stressed out stage, though. Okay. I'm not at the fun part yet. Yeah.
He got a bridesmaid's dress just like 2 days ago.
Love that.
Still need to be altered.
So need to be altered.
I've no dress for day two. No dress.
Well, that's your business.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
You know what the hardest part is?
Which?
Bridesmaids can't pick a pair of shoes.
What?
I picked one. 6 years and they can't.
I picked one.
Can't all agree on... Does it, I actually they all have
picked,
to be the same.
I yeah. picked two.
At this stage, I actually don't care. Not being funny. If you want to go out and Crocs girls and knock yourself out, like, just do something.
I feel yeah. like she's actually been very chilled. You've been very chilled, I think. I thought she was going to be crazy.
Like, no, I'm just. Psycho. I'm getting now annoyed about the shoes. I'm like, pick your...
I picked one.
Oh, they all need the same shoe.
They don't.
But they won't agree on one.
So some can't walk in like a stiletto and they need a platform and some are like
we got a skinny heel platform though and they are very high but they just look good. Like, they just look sexy. So I feel like I can't walk, but I'll walk down and I'll get my pictures in them and then I'll change.
But there's a few girls.
It won't do that.
That can't. Okay. No, it's not won't. That actually can't.
Okay. Okay.
Like, you're 20 odd yet, you can walk in the heels. Yeah. Come back to me when you're in your 40s.
I haven't worn heels in about 2 years. I just wear boots. I went out on Saturday and I wore a pair of runners. I was like, I'm not here in a pair of runners.
Actually, you're giving it the large one there about shoes. We went to the VIP Style Awards. I gave you a pair of my shoes and your feet literally were going out of them.
Oh my God, no. My feet are scarred from her hands.
Shoes. I had another pair of beautiful Jimmy shoes, right?
They were so ugly.
And she's like, oh, they're fugly. And I'm like, she's like, they're granny shoes.
They look like, you know, ballroom shoes. No. And I had to get changed.
And you had to wear them. So like, she's giving it the large and they'll be able to walk down the aisle. Good luck with that hun. So I actually don't care.
No, at this stage.
Figure it out. Yeah. If you're listening to this podcast, girls, get your shit together when it comes to you.
And did you find like all the planning and stuff? Like, I know you mentioned earlier on that you were previously engaged before as well.
I can't believe that.
But how did you find like planning this wedding? Like, did you plan much for the last wedding, or how did?
Oh no,
no, no, no. That was just,
I did have a date. That was it. And it was completely different all those years ago. Weddings now are like people on steroids. Like, look,
I'm terrified. Like,
so, like, I was sending the girl, like the wedding planner, right, pictures of these weddings, and she's like, they're like multi-million pound weddings.
I'm going to Vegas.
So this is what happens. You have all these plans and you're like, I want this and want this. Yeah. And then the budget comes in, you know, like, it's in like, so the band is like 25K plus flights and accommodation. And you're like, okay. Or then like your flowers. And it's like, okay. So like basic flowers are like 17,000. And you're like,
for flowers, they're going to die.
That's crazy.
No, that's just basic, girls.
Is it?
Like, honestly, people do not realize
the price.
We're in the wrong business. It's getting the wedding.
Honestly, I'm like, what the hell? And then I suppose by the time you're coming down then to the Nicky Knack things.
Right.
You're like,
Bitty Bobs.
Amazon. And
I'm like, girls, check the shoes. Make sure they're cheaper.
Yeah.
Because we're running low now.
In your story, you're talking about putting the perfumes in the bathrooms and that people rob them.
Yeah, I knew that was going to happen with the big bottles. No, that's ridiculous. Yeah. Don't
but you
put
think that you're inviting people who you'd know who wouldn't rob your perfume. Like,
well, I think as well, people forget that like it's this weird thing because obviously I'm obsessed with weddings, right? So everything on my social media now are like stories about brides. And you've seen somebody, there was a story about, you know, that girl Olivia that got married a while ago. Basically, she's like,
Olivia Culpo.
Yes.
And she had the high neck dress.
She's with an NFL, is she?
She's with an NFL player.
Yeah.
So she, her sister was going out with this guy, okay, only a new relationship, and she didn't invite him. Her sister didn't get a plus one. Okay. So of course I'm reading through the comments and it's like, it's tacky not to give a guest a plus one, and then other people are like, I'm paying for it. She's definitely not getting a plus one. Like,
if she's a new boyfriend, it's like,
that you've probably met once or twice.
I feel like people have so many mixed opinions on that. Like, I on one hand I do, but then again, I don't think everybody should be entitled to a plus one. Would you want somebody at your wedding that you've never met before in your life?
I think it depends on the person.
If the sister had approached her and been like, listen, can he come? I'm sure she would have said,
yeah, I think maybe if it was her sister, but like your long distance cousin who you've never met, her fella, like, do you invite them? How do you know who to invite? Is there a rule? Do you know what I mean? Like, how
traumatized.
She's like, at this rate, nobody come. I don't care.
I should have allowed.
At this rate, about 4 weeks ago, I was like, I think I'm just gonna
invite everyone.
Yeah. How much will we lose?
Like, how do you dwindle that down of who to invite?
I think it's different when you're a little bit older as well. Like that your circle goes a lot smaller.
Yeah. Okay.
And then you go through this phase where you're like, let's invite everyone.
Yeah.
Let's invite everyone.
This big thing.
And you want this big thing. And then you're kind of like, okay, let's pull it back. Mm. And things do change. You kind of go, like the wedding planner was like, I told you. I hate to say it, but I told you to watch your invite list. You need to keep it down. Yeah. I was like, oh, what's she talking about? So like, people were saying to me, oh, you're having a big wedding. And I was like, it was about 150 people. And people were like, oh, that's not that big. And I'm like,
That seems big to me.
It feels big.
Yeah.
It feels,
I feel like the max wedding's like 200.
And it's difficult because I suppose like I have a huge family, right? As in like me ma has a huge family. I've loads of cousins. And then Terry has his side. And it's like, but I don't know your side. And like, it's all these politics of who should.
We're a close-knit family as well. So like, all cousins are like best friends.
Yeah.
So it's a hard one to navigate. So years ago, what they would do is it was always the eldest cousin that was invited. That was a bit of a rule of thumb. Okay. Then years ago, when my mom was getting married, their parents were allowed to invite everyone. So like the neighbours up the road and all would come. Yeah, that's what I said. Yeah, I was laughing to me, man. My dad's laughing there. And they left at 10 o'clock at night. They had like their going away outfit, so they would get changed.
Oh, yeah, and go on their honeymoon.
They're going on their honeymoon that night.
Remember the arch? They would get under the arch and they would leave. And I was like, man.
Not the guests on either side.
Yeah, guests under an arch.
People would watch them leave.
And they'd watch them leave and wave goodbye. My mom said, yeah, because we didn't live together all those years ago. So it was really exciting for us.
So that was like the first night of like staying.
Whatever.
Whatever you get up
to. Yeah, whatever you get up to on your first night, if you really want to pretend that that's what happened. Yeah, yeah,
I was like,
go
I don't want to be on the same floor as you. I was like, bed and I please, can I, like, the hotel, like, put me somewhere else.
That's fine because probably won't be much action any night.
I'd say you're so tired by the end of the night, though. I'm like,
my social actually just goes. I'm like, no one talks to
like,
me.
And like, that's such a big, that's a day where you start, like, you get up probably really early. Yeah. Get your makeup done. So by the time
I always think if you get too drunk and forget the day. That's what I always think.
Yeah.
Well,
that's not
everyone mourns the bride, though. Like, no one likes a drunk bride.
Yeah, imagine, like,
runaway bride.
Runaway bride. I saw this other thing on TikTok and it was absolutely so funny, right? And I was like, this reminds me of my communion, my confirmation. It was a bride and groom sitting on the bed reading their cards.
Oh, I've seen that. You sent
money.
It to me,
I sent it to them.
I have a picture on my nanny's floor and I'm lying with all my communion cards asleep with these love card glasses on, just on the floor.
That's another thing.
Etiquette with like weddings
with money.
Like people so like Ireland seemed to have a real big problem because again I watch all the comments like on Ireland AM they had this thing about like how much is it enough to give at, like do you cover the cost of a meal what way
is that what
work?
They say
100 ahead
do you usually
is that yeah what is it now more
what do you think it is for a meal for a wedding just for the meal
80 or 100
much would you spend, on a curry
I don't know
I said 100
200 Three?
It's not.
Four? Fuck off. For one meal for one person.
Minus, is it tacky if I say it, Ma? Should I say it? No, say it. Don't say it.
It's dearer than 200 anyway.
Wow, for a meal for one person?
Meal. Well, so, is that like a three course meal?
I said put me on the kitchen.
It would want to be
four.
A four star venue in Ireland, which is a pretty popular venue.
Yeah, for weddings.
Was, we went to see it and it was €195 per person.
Yeah, for their dinner.
So we're not talking
you
about
can get
five
fed
star.
Before you come, but you know that there's a drive through down the road. Good luck.
You can order McDonald's here.
And people don't even eat it half the time.
My mom actually warned me. She was like, "You will eat this."
You will eat
and
that.
I'm like, I just want chicken tenders.
What?
I just want chicken tenders, chips, and garlic sauce.
Never thought it'd be that. Oh my God.
One of the 5-star hotels in Ireland is $395.
Do they spoon feed you as well?
And you have to book 22 rooms and the rate of the room for a one night wedding guest is €750.
I don't know where this is.
Oh, this isn't yours.
No, this isn't mine.
Somewhere you've used.
This is a 5-star in Ireland.
Like
one of the big 5-stars in Ireland. So
you'll
get it.
These out of.
So obviously there's the contrast. Yeah. But still, 195 is that's without your band, your flowers, your dresses, your bridesmaids. So that plus one and that cousin being invited or that neighbor being invited, that all adds up.
To the people on the outside, it might be a case of them like being like, but like surely my fella's invited, but I wouldn't anyway have thought of that. Like, hold on a minute, but that's them paying for. But everything else included if they go.
Also so expensive for guests to go.
To go,
you also
yeah.
You have to take that. Yeah. Your guest is getting their makeup done, their hair done, their outfit done. They're driving down. They're getting a babysitter. They're, you know, paying for their drink for the day if there's no free bar. So, and a gift. So it's really, really expensive for a guest as well.
Yeah.
So I understand both sides of it now. I understand why everybody doesn't get invited to things. I understand maybe why I haven't been invited to things. So it is bride wars is real out there.
Yeah.
But for Ireland, they seem to, Irish people seem to, I don't know, it's a real a hot topic to talk about gifts. American culture is they have a gift a register.
Say Australia have a wishing well or something it's called.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or the new one is, I think like years ago, my mom said she would have got about 5 or 6 kettles. Because they didn't have a house, you see. They didn't have a house. So everybody bought them.
Bring something for the house.
Where the newer generation is we have houses or we live together. So we usually have everything. So people might put in their invites that we really just want your presence. Not your presence.
Yeah.
But if you would like to contribute to our honeymoon, blah, blah. So that's probably... That's what's being advised maybe for that. Romania, because I'm loving all these. Love all this, right? So Romania, they invite everybody from the community. So they would have a huge big wedding that they know very few people even at. So their godparents, they choose their own godparents as they get older. Wow. And their friends are all invited. But what they do is they all give cash and the couple buy an apartment.
Oh, that's nice.
But what that means is they have to go to all the weddings that they're invited to for the next 20 years and repay
chip
it back.
Yeah.
So it's basically like, it's like a loan, but there's no commission from the banks and stuff. Happy so it's day. Actually a really good idea.
Oh,
and you're paying the money back intermittently as you go to these weddings.
And
then you have like 10 in the year.
Oh well, that can happen. And then another one of my followers
have none probably for next year.
Another one of my followers said her husband is Asian, and they send it in a red envelope because red is for good luck. They put money in the envelope and they write the name and address of the family who gave it. So every culture has something different. So look at the big Indian wedding of the billionaire family.
Oh, you see that?
I was obsessed with that.
What? Yeah, and all. Like, she was at the pre.
Like
obsessed.
That was the pre-wedding. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah,
people thought that was the wedding.
That went on for
a week.
That was 6 months. 6 months. Indian weddings can go from 5 days to 7 days. And I was speaking to a lovely girl in the airport and she said, depending on how wealthy the family is, it can last for months.
Happy days. At least today's not gone in one day. Just keep going.
It's so
interesting.
It's so different. And when you actually like think about it all, like
what's it like to be like a bridesmaid?
Haven't done anything. I didn't even plan the hens.
Went on the hens.
Yeah. Oh, I didn't even plan it. I think I actually done a little bit on it.
I think people also don't realise that like bridesmaids actually have to do stuff. You have to be there. You have to be there for the bride. You have to do stuff for the bride.
She knows because she was a bad maid of honour. So she knows that she's not going to get much from me.
No.
I mean, I'm going to dress Harry and do his hair on the morning. So that's my contribution. Yeah.
Love that. That'd be cute.
Of like 18 months of planning, Taylor's day is
doing hair
Harry's hair and dressing that I do every single day.
I wouldn't go that far, but...
And does Harry have his little outfit and all sorts?
Oh, we only had him the other day.
She dressed.
Is he adorable? Yeah.
So he had to have like a special fabric because he's
really sensitive. I saw you saying that, didn't you?
Yeah, so we got like a custom made bamboo short. And when he put it on,
he had no problem putting it on.
No.
Did he like it?
Initially he was like, ugh.
And then with anything, he could be like that with a tracksuit. Like,
yeah.
Just not wanting to get dressed. He loves being in the nude. So.
Love that.
Yeah. And that's a mood.
Yeah.
Seriously.
Same.
I love being in the wrong. Yeah.
So I think like, he just. It was just that initial having to put clothes on because once it was on him, he was fine. Didn't mind it at all.
Yeah.
So handsome.
It's adorable.
So handsome.
No. But I mean, we don't know if we'll get him up the aisle or not. We're going to try with his nanny Forrest.
Me.
Taylor. Mm-hmm. And then, but in reality, well, I'm very much aware that's probably not going
to happen. Did you have to kind of mentally tell yourself that? Like,
no music.
Her, like, yeah.
If he goes into the church, he knows, like, or not the church, whatever.
No music. He doesn't the bass.
Like the singer knows not to play anything. If she sees him even remotely near, do not do that.
No.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you're just going to kind of take it on the day and see how it goes, is it?
Yeah, but I think like I've...
She lets it dictate our mood. So like I'm keep telling her like do not let him not do any dictate your mood on that day.
Because
he will be fine. Like we will take him separately. Like he has no own things that he's going to enjoy on the day.
Of course.
So don't let that dictate your mood for the whole day because I don't know what she gets like. Yeah.
I don't think people realise the impact that has. Like, do you think that, like, all these people are at a wedding, yeah, wanting to be at this wedding or not wanting to be, it would depend on how you look at it. And the one person that I really want to be there is probably not going to be there.
But I feel like any normal child doesn't want to be there regardless. So, like, it's not just his diagnosis. Yeah. Like, what child wants to sit in a mass? I don't want to sit in a mass.
Yeah, people are, they always
get me? So, like, I feel like it's not even just, like, the fact that he has autism that would contribute to that. That's because anyone wouldn't want to sit there.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
This is good bridesmaid. This is.
Yeah. Obviously, on Instagram, we all have get hate. But what's it like, Erin, for you seeing Taylor? Do you get any hate at all? Or like, if you ever see hate about Taylor, like even on your own page or Harry or like anyone in your family, how does that feel? Because that's different when you see other people getting it than yourself.
Yeah, when you see your family getting hate compared to when you get it, like I'd be more annoyed. Yeah, my like family get it.
Not blessed. I wouldn't say blessed. I don't think anyone has the right to have
no
an entitlement to say that to people. But I haven't got much hate, and when I do, it depends on my mood. Like if it's my time of the month, I will take
you're
her to bed.
And, back.
Like, and she's like, "Don't reply." And I'm like, "Why? Yeah. Like, why do people think that it's okay to say these things about me, especially when you're hiding behind
a fake page
or like a website? Like, who do you think you are to sit at home and say these things about me? You don't know me as a person."
No.
I remember seeing someone saying that they seen me in Super Value and I look real nervy and I'm not like that on a night out. And I'm like, do you look like the same person you are going to your local shop to get your dinner than you do on a night out? Like, how
you
is...
You could have had a bad day that day or something.
Yeah.
Like,
and I'm actually a very shy person. And like, people don't realise that. Like, I actually am very quiet. So like, if you see me in a local shop and looked at me like that, like, that's so weird on your
mind. Yeah, it's stranger on them to even like, go to the lengths to do that
to say,
mention it.
You've seen me. Like, no, like, what? I'm a normal person. I'm going to be in Super Value later. Living my life. I have to get my dinner and my lunch. Like, what? I feel like, you get a lot more than I do. And I feel like you don't take it too bad, but...
I grew in that a lot. Mm-hmm. Like, I got a much tougher skin. Like, that depends on my hormones. Mm. It depends on if the day I do feel ugly and someone happens to say that, I'm like, oh my God, or if I'm having a shitty day, the comments might get to me, or I found it difficult to understand people's mentality, like, trying to understand why they would think like that.
I know.
Where instead of going, I'm actually glad that I can figure out why they think like that, because that's
you're
not my
that person.
I'm not that person.
You'll never be able to think
like that. You'll never be able to think like that. I do feel very protective. Like, I remember even when you two kind of were like up and coming, I have this like mammy kind of feeling towards you because I know how difficult it is out there. I think
can I just
have
pop in here now for a minute. When I was going through that, my breakup a few years ago, why am I going to cry? Oh, I'm such a crier. Erin came up to me with a card to my house.
Oh, I remember that.
And the imperfection pajamas.
They were on kind of new.
Yeah. And I remember you saying to me, you were like, something about you, Ellie, reminds you of when you were younger and going through all that and stuff. But I think I definitely still have that card at home, but I remember that and I was just like, just such a mammy.
So
it's
lovely,
like the loveliest thing. And I remember I only said it to you
when we were away.
Something, I don't know what it was, but I was like, I'll never forget that day Erin knocked up with a card and the loveliest message in the card. I opened it and I think I just sobbed even. I read one thing and I was like, but even just little things like that, you can tell that's just your nature to be like that.
I remember how difficult it was being a 20-year-old in the world that didn't have social media. Like, back then, if we had social media, we'd all be cancelled. I think as a woman, we understand how difficult it is grown, dealing with our emotions, dealing with our breakups, dealing with what people think, and to be thrown into the limelight or to put yourself out there instead of supporting these young girls and nurturing it, we're tearing them down. And I don't really understand that.
Yeah.
Like, how would you feel
if that was your daughter? Like, I don't understand.
If you were going to walk, right, and let's say somebody starts shouting, "Call that rail walk, dear."
Well, no one would do that because online they can hide behind.
So
it's a, yeah.
you, like these things that people are saying about girls, like these are young girls trying to make a career for themselves.
Yeah. We even went through that stage of like she would be giving out and I'd be like, oh, like you're only recording yourself, like calm down, like it's not that hard. And now I'm the only one.
Yeah, like, you're like, shit, take it back.
Oh my God, this is so difficult. Like the thought of sitting on my phone and having to edit for hours on end, I'm like, this is so much harder than I could ever anticipate.
Everything always is, girls. Yeah. Everything, you look at things in your life as you get older and you're like, wow, I thought it was much easier. Like people would say to me, so like people don't get paid to go on those talk shows. And I'm like, no.
You're putting yourself out there.
Yeah.
You'll get something in return eventually. Yeah.
Like people that have these preconceived ideas of what they think owning a business is. Mm. Oh, sure, they must have everything. They don't see the struggles. None of us do. Yeah. I think as you get older, you think, okay, everything isn't as it seems.
Yeah.
Even when you see, like, say, the people on Love Island, I'm like, these girls are going and these fellas are going on Love Island, right? There's probably, what, 20 of them?
Yeah.
Two of them. Two out of 20 are going to get careers.
Yeah.
Right? That means 18 of them who really have been on TV now we're going to have to probably go back to 9-to-5 jobs. Mm. How do you make that transition?
Yeah.
Like, a few people who have been have talked about having to get that transition and going back. Like, I was asked a few times to do it and I was just like, don't have the confidence to put myself out there. And like,
imagine people, Taylor on Love Island.
No, that'd be too
much. Be
too much, Jelly. Yeah. No. Then you'd see real mama bear coming out. Like, what did they say about her?
That, I would think about that now. I auditioned when I was like 19. I'm like,
did you?
I think we were asked around the same.
Yeah, if I had got like people slag my looks or something, that would have broke me at that age. Like, even now,
if I went on, I'd be like, oh,
but like 19, you're actually a baby. Like, and then people would get like, no.
How do you feel, Charlene, about being trolled?
I think it's just like something we get used to. And we shouldn't have
You've
to.
You've very like, thick skin.
I have thick skin.
Out of all of us, I would presume you have the thicker skin.
Oh, yeah.
I'm a whinge bag.
But it depends, like you said, on the day. Like if you get something where you're already feeling shit or like, say you got bad news that day and then you get this comment and it can tip you over the edge.
Yeah, a picture like was taken of the two of us and oh my God, it is like the worst picture I've ever seen.
Bad.
It was so bad and I'll say that like a hand on heart. Yeah. But like the things that people were saying about me, it was like, I know this doesn't look like me.
No, I know. Like, you're like putting up a selfie instead.
Like, I literally was putting up a video that was like, you know, like a live photo like to prove that I didn't look like that. Like my photos aren't edited. Like, please stop saying these things about me. And I took that really bad because I knew, even she said it, she's like, tell her you did not look like that, I seen you in person, it was just bad lighting.
It's only people who are like haters or whatever that will ever think, oh yeah, look this bad picture, but everyone has a bad picture.
There's
all we one all I have 20 chins sometimes depending on the angle, like it just all it's all depends, but people are just
assholes.
Just they want to hate. And no, if you think about like your mind, we're never in that hateful mindset where we think that about someone.
No.
They're in that hateful mindset. That
all the time. They're probably in that all the time.
We're all, like, we're women. We're bitches. We get it. 100%. Like, you're going to talk about someone.
Keep it to your friends. Like, you know I always say, someone always has that person that they bitch to. They'll always have that friend.
Yeah,
and that friend will always have someone else. Like, it's always going to be a vicious cycle.
It's human nature.
But it doesn't need to put online on that.
That's what I don't get, is the taking it then from having the bitch with your sister or your best friend or whatever.
Are you doing it with some, like, people commenting back and forth to each other, like, you are commenting about me to this random person who's commenting back, and like, yous don't know each other, yous aren't friends. Like, that is so odd.
Girls, the let like them theory. Let them.
Yeah.
Well, see, the girls, I think yous are forgetting that there's some people who actually thrive
on
that. That like, feeds their ego. And they want to be controversial and they love it. Where that gives me anxiety.
Why would you want to bring that into your life?
There's been times that I'm like, I want to comment back to it. Now, I think someone actually commented saying that I need my nose done. And I was like, oh my God, like that, like on our normal page, I was like, that's so mean. And then everyone kind of like
jumped on it
and was like, you're saying this about a young girl. It was literally like,
oh no, they were picking up for her.
No, they were
nice.
Like, there was loads of nice comments. Okay. Like, and then the comment was deleted. And I think she texted you saying it wasn't even her. Yeah, saying it wasn't her.
I could wait.
It was her nanny's cat.
Here, no, you know what I love, girls? You know when they reply back to one of our stories and it's supposed to be for their friend? Yesterday's one.
That has never happened to me.
Oh, it
not yet.
Never happened to me. No, not yet. But
Terry, I had a video up with Terry and it was like, yeah, he's a muppet. I was going to write back and go, Sometimes, dead right.
Oh, God.
Oh, girls, thank you so much for coming on.
We appreciate you coming in. We talked our lives away. We had a whole list of things.
And none of it.
We got through it as we went.
We got through them as we went. Yeah. And we appreciate you coming in.
We could talk for hours.
We stay here all day. We would.
Can you tell people your Instagram handles or your wherever they can find you?
Is TaylorMcGregor_. I actually don't. Yeah.
What am I?
Ellen McGregor123.
How random is that? Like, how do you know how to set up Instagram?
I have my Instagram since I'm like 14. Like, followers are like majority men from Connor, and I'm like just trying to build my own followers. Like, she's kind of built hers as her own. Mine is just
But you are. You're after coming, like, seeing that your mom was so saying it when we were away.
Like,
yeah,
I'm still kind of trying, like, to just get my foot in the door. It's like, it's actually a lot harder than people realize. Yeah. To, like, get in with like PR companies and all the rest. Like, you're still trying. Like, sometimes you only have to approach them and be like, "Hey, I'm here."
Yeah,
100%. And I'm like, I don't want to do that, but it's something that you just have to do to like push yourself out there.
No, but you know you're doing that yourself. Like, you have.
Yeah,
done
I feel
so
like Ibiza would be perfect was a big push for me to be like, right, this is my out. Like, this is what
she was lashing out content, wasn't she?
Yeah,
I was like, Taylor, if you come with this, you literally have to walk. You do know that. You know that. And I was like,
I had a ball though. Like, I still had a great time. But once my content was done, I'm able to like step back. But I did get it done, and I didn't think I was going to. But
it was amazing.
Yeah.
Put it out of the bag.
Oh, really, I had a ball. I had a great time. I'm going back in September. I can't wait.
Oh, it's the best.
No, you're well able. Girls, we love you. Thank you so much for coming in.
So, Phone a Friend is part of our dilemma segment every week where we phone friends slash podcast listener.
You guys.
We put up a dilemma on our Instagram stories and asked for followers to offer their advice. So here is the dilemma that we got advice on. Hi, Charlene and Ellie. Listen to the pod every week and I love it. I never thought I'd email in, but here we are.
I love when people say that.
I love it too. Yeah.
They're like, never thought, but
never think until something happens. Yeah. You're like, shit. Also, thank you so much. Long story short, I'm unsure about what to do next year. My BF... Oh my God, I thought you said my BF is dead.
You have to read the rest of
the sentence. Oh my God. Hang on, I need to start that again. My BF is dead set on moving to Australia, even just for 1 year. Just for context, we've been together a long time. My job means I would have no issue getting a job over there. I've spoken to many people about this, and it would be better pay over there for me too.
Oh.
The only issue is that I reckon I'd be extremely homesick. I'm so, so close to my family, and the thought of leaving them even just for a year kills me. Just the thought of it makes me cry. Any advice on what I should do? Thank you both.
So you guys have sent in some of your advice. So someone said, I just got back from spending 8 months solo traveling with my business, with my boyfriend at home. Oh. Yes, 8 months apart was really difficult, but if it's meant to be, it'll be. The first month or two were really hard for us both around Christmas, but after that, our communication got better than ever before and we adapted to the situation. If you don't think it'll suit you, let him go and do long distance. 1 year isn't that long in your life and he'll forever resent you if he doesn't go and you could go and visit him for a month or two if your job allows it. A holiday visa is free so you'll have no issues getting in to see him. But from his perspective, I needed to travel for me and he wasn't feeling the same. But my boyfriend supported my decision and we're stronger than ever.
Aww, that's nice. Love that. We have someone literally saying she'd done 8 months and worked. Yeah, I think, I feel like in the grand scheme of things, a year is nothing.
Nothing.
I think the older you get, the more it goes so fucking quick. Mm. And they have new experiences. Like, I don't think that I know of anyone ever regrets going.
No.
You always get something from it, whether that's learning how to use a washing machine or like, you know, like manage life for yourself.
It will always benefit you.
In some way, yeah. It definitely makes you grow. Then someone said, girl, 100% go. It is hard, but it's experience that everyone should have. You will learn so much about yourself. You can come home whenever you like. Just keep money for flights saved just in case. I couldn't recommend it doing it enough, even if it's for you to hate it and come home.
Yeah, at least you can say you tried it.
Yeah.
We always say that on the podcast. I'd rather have done something than say, do you know what? Wasn't for me.
Yeah.
Than be sitting here wondering, well, what if?
And even do like 6 months.
Yeah.
Or like, don't take it in little blocks for yourself. Be like, right, I'll try three. And then if you're at three, you're like, I can do another three. Like, don't think of it as one big daunting year. Break it up.
Yeah, definitely. Someone said, I moved to Oz in January of this year and I was the exact same before I left. So close to my family and have really young siblings and my own two dogs. And it was the best thing ever. By the time it came to actually leaving, I had cried so much that I had no tears left. It's such an experience. Even to come for a year is such an achievement. And to come and try it and to go home after 2 months is still so much more than most do. So give it a go.
Oh, I love that. Yeah, yeah. Even 2 months. Just getting over the homesick, right? Like, you'd be surprised that
I'd say your family would want you to go. Yeah. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I could never, ever imagine a family being like, no, stay. Yeah. Like, what you think you're doing? Like, yeah. They can't be selfish on their half as well.
They'd want you to. They're so happy for you.
Yeah, to travel and experience life and, like...
live life.
They can't hold you back.
Yeah. Then we have one saying, exact same here, but we did it 10 years later and we still wish we could do it again with our 4 kids. Life is short. And capital letters, do it. It.
You have to do it.
I agree. It's such a different lifestyle over there. Like, we, from us having been there, we obviously only were there on holiday, but I'd say do.
Oh, you have to. It's amazing. Even to try it. If you last a week and say, you know what? I know I'll never get over this homesick and go home.
No, but give it like at least 2.
You've done it.
Maybe, yeah.
Someone else said, I think going on a 2 or 3 week trip there would be an opportunity for you to get a feel for the place first before committing to fully
move.
But your boyfriend also needs to take your opinions on the move into consideration as well.
That's true.
True. But I think when you're there on a holiday, you treat it as a holiday.
Yeah. Like we did.
It's a holiday.
If you're on all the way over for a trip, you might as well go when you're moving.
Yeah.
Most people go having not ever been there before.
Yeah, yeah.
So maybe go with the intention of doing a few months even, and then you can always just stay.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think he needs to consider that as well. But I think the thought of it scared you more than actually
doing of it. Yeah.
Go, explore, enjoy your life at the young age before you have to be a really responsible adult. The homesickness will go away and you'll learn so much more about yourself.
Definitely. Go for it. Home will always be the same. Don't miss opportunities to see the world.
Aww.
Girly, I think you gotta do it.
We've so many means of communication now. It's so easy to keep in touch. Living abroad 5 years, stock up on your favourite snacks and drinks. When I feel homesick, I call for chats and snacks. You find your people who are family away from home. Family and home is always there for you. I cried my eyes out on the plane with notes from the fam when I left. It was so therapeutic and I felt so loved.
That's so nice.
That's so cute.
I said, this was my exact worry and I'm here 2 years and hoping to stay for another 2.
See? Success.
Your mind will change.
Go for it. Home will always be the same. Don't miss opportunities to see the world.
I think you really need to do it.
Goosebumps. It's so cute. Yeah. I think the general consensus is
try it.
Absolutely.
Yeah. You won't know until you try it.
Exactly. And it's just such a beautiful place as well.
Yeah.
Like, and you don't, even though, you, like they said, like, you're far away, like, you feel so in touch with people still. Like, on FaceTime, like, there's so much new things you can do.
Yeah.
So, we're going to move on to Peak and Bleak of the Week. Our email address, by the way, if you want to send in your dilemmas, is homemydrink@goloudnow.com. And if you want to be featured for Phone a Friend in particular, you can put that in the subject line of your email as well. So, Peak or Bleak of the Week is one peak, which is the high, and bleak, which is the bleak of the week. What is your peak and bleak of the week?
My peak is that I'll be on holidays when you're hearing this. It's my peak, yeah.
Yeah.
Peak, 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 peak.
Very good peak.
My bleak is had a doctor's appointment and I really need to change some shit in my life.
Yeah.
That was my bleak. Literally. Gosh, I'm too open on this podcast.
That was so good. Sick.
But yeah. I need it. But I'm not worried about that till after holidays.
No. And it's fine for now.
Yeah, in the gym and all. I was like, you know what? I'm going away next week. There's no point in me changing anything now.
Start fresh after. No.
Yeah, after holidays, full. I'm married, but I'm going to go through a glow up within myself.
I'm in that process.
Yeah. Can't wait.
Because once you're happy, it's like, I felt like I just, don't know.
Yeah.
I got into that zone of boyfriend. I'm there in there 5 years.
Yeah.
I'm like, I need to pretend like Daniel's after breaking up with me.
I need a glow up for health reasons.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Yay. What's your
peak? My peak is that my event is tomorrow.
Woo!
Woohoo! Really, really excited. And then the bleak is that my outfit hasn't come.
It's in Indianapolis. Oh,
and also we had... It rained yesterday for our shoot that we had.
But you know what? It wasn't too bad.
True, actually. We got everything done. It's not really bleak.
It was just cold.
The bleak is only that I got soaking wet.
Yeah.
Thank God I didn't catch cold or nothing.
Yeah, thank God.
Summer. I shouldn't be catching no cold.
That's a joke. It's honestly.
So maybe the weather as well. Loads of bleaks this week. But thank you so much for listening. And again, a huge thank you to Erin and Taylor for coming on today.
Love you.
They are just both
icons.
Amazing women. And we love them.
You can go back to listen to our bonus episode for Monday, Home a Drink Extra Juice. So make sure to listen back to that now before a new bonus episode next Monday. And don't forget, you can watch us on YouTube now as well. So every Thursday at 12, we have episodes on YouTube. You can listen and watch us as well.
Hope it didn't flash us.
Oh, yeah, please God. Make sure to like, rate and subscribe to the podcast. And we love you.
Love you.
Bye.
Subscribe to this podcast for free on the Go Loud app.